Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's promo time. Story Spectacular is a fantastic show brought to you by Angela Ferrari, who's a children's author and illustrator. It's for family, but it's for kids, kind of kids really. Lots of adventures, great stories, brilliant host. You'll love it. Take it away.
Hello, ear buddies. My name is Angela Ferrari, and I'm the host of Story Spectacular, a family-friendly variety show. Get ready to listen to spectacular stories that come alive through colorful music, silly sound effects, and lots of fun characters, like Digger the Dog.
Oh boy, Angie, that sounds doggone fun.
Subscribe to Story Spectacular wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Engage. Intro voice. So, they are the world champions, but only one country takes part? Huh. Birthers of all ages, welcome to the concluding part of the Jersey Devil. Let the concluding part of the battle between good and evil fill your ear holes. Well, hello, my friends. I hope you're happier than me in a barrel of chocolate. This episode, we'll hear how the tale of the Jersey Devil ends. Previously on the Jersey Devil. Thanks, intro dude. The Jersey Devil was the 13th offspring of Mother Leeds. She had unwittingly cursed the family by proclaiming, "Let this one be a devil." After giving birth to the child, they found out that, in this case, 13 was indeed unlucky for some. When the Jersey Devil killed them all. The deed was so horrendous that the goodness was ripped from it and it created a Jersey Devil of pure goodness. Time passed and they lived separate lives, not knowing about the other. When we left it, I had just made a mind connection with the good half of the Jersey Devil. Now let's get back to the action. Who are you? Why are you in my head? It's okay, I'm a friend. My name is CK and, well, long story short, I have come from the future with some information that you really need to hear. From the future? It said. That sounds wonderful. And then passed out. I'm guessing a bit overwhelmed, which is understandable. But I was now in an out-of-control giant bird-horse-goat beast who was rapidly plummeting to Earth. I tried to think, but all that came to my mind was, "She canna take it, Captain! She's no got the power!" Then I mentally pulled myself together. "Come on, CK, you've studied for times like these." "Oh, really? I've studied for trying to take control of a passed-out Jersey Devil mid-flight while being telepathically inside its mind?" "Hello? Anyone?" "Okay, focus. Flying is something that Jersey can do without thinking. Muscle memory. Right, that's it. My mind reached out from the brain and spread through the body. Not something I particularly wanted to do, but this was a rather dire situation. A hoof here. I could feel myself get a grip of a bat wing, and that's when it started to spiral. Oh boy, talk to me, Goose." I managed to hold off the panic. Just. Then I managed to prop open one eye, and the ground was approaching rapidly. The panic scratched at the door. I managed to get into the other wing and stabilised as best I could. One long, cloven, hoof-ended leg flapping about like a loose rudder. I stretched the wings out wide and hoped for the best. That made us glide a bit more, but I was still in a steep, downwards trajectory. I tilted the wings, and that made it go steeper. Tilt the other way. Other way. Ooh, that's better. Here we go. Few more seconds. "I'm sorry, Jersey." It's me, folks. In the flesh, as it were. I got myself back into my body just after we crash-landed. And Finn managed to sniff out the good Jersey's trail. Finally found him. Was still passed out, but more sleeping than not. I started a fire and waited for them to come round. A campfire, you understand, not some raging inferno. As me and Kiddo sat, we went over the names of the stars. The ones in the sky, not film types. I pointed up to one constellation, three bright stars in a row. "That, wee man, that is Orion's belt. Just below it is Orion's trousers. Did you know if there was no belt, then you would see Orion's moon?" There was a groan. Not just because of the bad joke. It came from good Jersey. Oh, my head. What happened? Finn walked over and nuzzled Jersey's head, giving him a friendly tongue bath. This made Jersey giggle. "Hello, Mr. Dog. You're a handsome boy, aren't you?" "Yes, you are." Centuries apart in different species, we give someone a dog to play with and we all speak the same language. This seemed to help put Jersey at ease. I couldn't keep calling them Jersey. "What do you call yourself, my friend?" "Well, my normal name is Woody. I didn't have anyone around to name me, so I just called myself after what was mostly around me. I live in the woods, so Woody." "You said your normal name?" There was an embarrassed silence before Woody continued. "Well, you see, I kind of like to pretend I'm a sort of hero. A really good one. Like a brilliant hero. Or a super one?
Oh, yeah. I like that. I call him Captain Jersey, Scourge of the Baddies.
I like it. What are your superpowers?
Well, mainly flying.
Of course. Sometimes I'm not the smartest.
So what does Captain Jersey do?
Well, there have been a lot of bad things happening to animals around here.
Sheep and cows being taken and never seen again.
Some have been hurt really badly. I try and keep an eye out for what may be causing this.
That's admirable. Also, I think I can help you there.
How much of your past do you know?
Not a lot, actually. I just wasn't me, and then I was.
It was weird, but I just kind of went with it.
Okay. I can fill in the blanks, but it'll be a bit hard to hear.
You ready for that?
Tell me.
Told it all. About Mother Leeds, about the bad Jersey, how she was created.
She took it well, I think.
I told her so after she woke up from passing out again.
Well, it was a lot to take in.
So there's an evil version of me? They're the one doing all the animal hurting?
They are, yes. I need to do something. I need to help them.
Agreed. Captain Jersey needs to come to the rescue. And I have a simple plan that can help.
Hit me with it.
I know the time and the place of the next animal attack. A field of sheep are terrorized by the devil. We will be there waiting, and you can end the horrible reign of the bad Jersey devil. Me and Finn will be nearby. Very nearby. In fact, we'll be disguised as sheep.
This is a showdown? Devil-o, a devil-o?
Yep. Good versus evil. That old story.
Oh boy. I'm not sure I can do that.
I mean, from what you've told me, this other devil is a real rotter.
True. It's a nasty piece of work. But you... you are Captain Jersey. Savior of the day. Hero to the four-legged animals in the Pine Barrens.
Look, you have everything that he has. The same power, same capabilities, same strength. The whole works. But you have one thing that he doesn't.
A cape?
You have a strong heart. You have a cape?
Would you pause for a second?
Well, I tried a cape. It always got snagged in my wings.
My strong heart will help?
Definitely. He lives on chaos and anger. That blinds someone. You want the best for all and you can see clearly.
That makes sense.
Can I have a mask instead of a cape?
I'm sure I can rustle something up.
Okay, the next sighting is 2 days from now. So we need to harness what you already have. Tell me, do you know what a montage is?
Yes, is it a type of French bread?
Not entirely. Here's the plan. You fly. Practice maneuvers. Swoop. Soar. Sharpen the claws on stone. Think of the cows. Think of the pigs. Think of the sheep. I will play some appropriate background music while you do that. Okay?
Okay.
Me, Finn and Woody had arrived at the place of the next attack. That was going to happen an hour from now, and we were going over the last of our preparations.
We had introduced ourselves to the sheep and the Hedix, and they had accepted us into their community. Even Woody, this giant, terrifying-looking devil, was giving them nuzzles with his big, goatee horse face, and they loved it. She just had an affinity for them. As she played and they baaed, I pulled something from my bag. Woody, come over here for a sec, would you? She stepped over and looked down at what I had in my hand. Is that what I think it is? Yep. Lean down, would you? She leaned down to me and I fastened the mask around her face. It was a simple piece. Dark red cloth with Finn's paw print on the left-hand side. I tied it around the back of her head and made sure it was secure. She then stood up to her full height, claws on waist in a Superman style. How do I look? Utterly perfect and terrifying. Let's do this. We had gone over the area and knew the best places to hide and utilize to take on the nasty devil. We had the element of surprise, not only for the fight, but neither devil knew about each other. Can you imagine the shock of the Bad Jersey seeing, basically, his twin? Me and Finn had put on our sheep outfits. We may not look exactly like sheep, but sheepy enough to be part of the flock and not stand out. Woody took her position. The light of the day had passed, and darkness fell across the land. The midnight hour was close at hand. Creatures crawling all over my woolly costume. Get off there, you can't get. The air changed, getting thicker. The sheep were getting edgy and nervous, even more so than sheep normally do. I scanned the sky, waiting. My heart was pounding. Finn nudged me. I looked at his wee face and saw him nod towards our right. Turned my head and there he was. Bad Jersey Devil. Up in the sky. Blocking out not only Orion's belt but his trousers, socks and shoes. One flap of his powerful wings launched him forwards towards us. I waited, but not for much longer. I heard Woody's voice shout,
Excuse me.
That was her battle cry? Oh well, she's new to all this. Anyway, I saw her fly from her hiding spot and launch herself to her twin. The power was incredible. From 0 to 60 in the blink of an eye. She slammed it in the side of the bad devil. I could hear the oof as his breath flew from his lungs. Murthers, old, young, I wish you could see what I could see, but I really, really don't have the budget. The fight continued. Lefts, rights being thrown willy-nilly, uppercuts, hooks. They crashed to the ground. Both needed a breather, but Woody was immense in her strength. I heard her cry again, For the sheeps! And she launched herself at the scourge of the Pine Barrens. Her shoulder smashed into him and he went down, not moving. We all waited, but he didn't move. And then, even after all the time travelling, meeting the good half of the Jersey Devil, watching them fight, this is when it got weird. This was what someone my age would call a Highlander moment. Highlander was a movie back in the 1980s when a Frenchman played a Scotsman and a Scotsman played a Spaniard. Guess which Scotsman that was?
Oh yes, it was him.
Anyway, in Highlander, there were these immortals, and there could be only one. When each one was defeated, there would be an incredible light show, and, as if on cue, lightning suddenly scorched the sky and thunder started peeling like a tangerine going through a blender. After a long, long minute of this fantastical scene, the thunder and lightning ceased and Woody collapsed to the ground. Me and Finn ran over. Then I remembered I wasn't actually a sheep. Stood up, took off the costume, and this time I ran a lot quicker. When we got there, we looked down. Her mask had fallen away and she looked exhausted. But she was smiling. Wood, are you okay? Never better, CK. The bad guy is no more. I saved the sheeps. Darn right you did. You're incredible. Finn trotted over, still in his sheep outfit by the way, and nuzzled against Woody's massive head. It was quite the moment, folks. Now here is where time passes. But we're all in the abandoned factory. It was the day after the event and it was nearly time for me and Finn to head home. I explained to Woody that she would need to make appearances now and again just to keep the myth alive. It really did make things a bit more interesting round here. We said our goodbyes, hugs all round. Nothing quite like the hug from a 7.5 foot tall, bat leathery winged Jersey Devil. Then she put on her mask, and with a "Captain Jersey, away!" she flew off into the night. Me and Finn were knackered, and looked forward to getting home for a good lie down. We got onto the trusty cryptocycle, put on our helmets and goggles, and here we go! And there you have it, my friends. The concluding part of the Jersey Devil. If you'd be kind enough to stay after the music, just got a couple of things I'd like to tell you. Till next time, my friends. Slantia. Your good health. Okie dokie, folkies. So, there's just a couple of things I'd like to say. Right. There is an awards thing coming up. It's the Discover Pod Awards. I managed to get the final five last year. I wouldn't mind going a little bit further. If you would be kind enough to put a nomination in for me at the Discover Pod Awards under Kids and Family, or Family and Kids, the section, that would be wonderful. The voting's open until the 22nd of this month. Every vote will be mucho appreciated. I guess I'd just like to go a little bit further, I suppose. What was the other thing? Oh yeah, if you'd like to join the Facebook group, I've had quite a few join recently, it's been great. Lot of interaction, been loving it. It's on Facebook, which is not to everyone's cup of tea, but it's a nice wee group, it's friendly. There's no ads or any of that malarkey. It's Mirths and Monsters Facebook group, aka Finn's Fan Club. There's also a Patreon thing as well, if you fancy giving a dollar or up. It's entirely up to you. I don't often mention it, to be honest. But if you feel up to it, that'd be grand. The last thing I'd like to mention is that a friend of mine, Jennifer, who does the Haunted Happenstance podcast, is taking part in a thing called Pod Tales, which is on the 20th of October. 5 days from now. Ooh. So this is I'm reading from the website now. It's a festival of audio drama and fiction podcasting. It's for creative folk, art things. There's going to be workshops, folk you can talk to. It's going to be so much fun. I really wish I could go, but I can't because it's in Boston. So it's at the Lunder Arts Centre at Lesley University in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Admission is the pricely cost of nothing. It's free. It's a one-day thing. So if you're in the area, if you're nearby, if it's not too far for you to get to, I highly recommend you go. You'll have a blast. You'll meet some amazing folk. I know that Kate from Ignorance Was Bliss is going to be going as well. And it's also her daughter's university. Emily, who's ridiculously talented. And that is a design for me that I'm using for postcards of Nessie, which is just, oh, it's so nice. But yes, so podtales.org is the website. If you want to go check it out, I highly recommend it. Hugely, hugely. Last thing I want to mention. I am working with Grace Duncan, who does the art for Mercy Monsters, and also for my other podcast, Infernal Souls. And, yeah, another ridiculously talented person. So the artwork you now see with each episode is done by Grace Duncan, who can be found on the Twitter at Grace Duncan Art. If you need any work done, try Grace Duncan, or if you go to Facebook for Unapologetic Artist for Emily Bolinga. You can't go wrong with either, honestly. I will now stop blathering and leave you to your day. I hope you enjoyed the episodes. Spread the word. Spread the word, my mirthers, about the podcast. That's the best thing you could do for me. Well, apart from listening and saying all the lovely things that you do. But, yeah, if you could mention it to other folk, eternally grateful. That's all. I'm done. I'm worded out. I've used all my words today. I'll speak to you soon. Tati flying. Oh, and this is my last thing. A friend of mine has been going through some really bad time with illness. For a while now. Katie. Part of me, Coven. That was Finn making his sleepy noises. If you could send happy thoughts to Katie, it'd be much appreciated. She's having a bit of a hard time, and we'd just like to get through it. So, yeah, happy vibes, please, for Katie. Thank you. Bye, everyone.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.